Back home, and the question of whether personal drug use is a health issue or a criminal one is one that has been challenging Australian governments for some time, and now a long-running Victorian Parliamentary Committee report has recommended that it be treated as a health issue. It's one of 50 recommendations on issues such as drug treatment, prevention and harm reduction. Connie Agius has our report.
Some politicians say the current drug laws in Victoria aren't working.
They are not successful in reducing harm, reducing deaths, or even reducing the use of drugs in Victoria.
Victorian Reason Australia party leader Fiona Patten is a member of the Law Reform Council that's been looking at drug laws since 2015. Its report makes 50 recommendations, including an independent evaluation of the use of drug detection dogs and protocols around drug checks at music festivals.
It says, look, instead of a three-pillar approach to harm minimisation, which is supply reduction, demand reduction and harm reduction, we add a fourth pillar, which is strictly looking at treatment. This is in line with other jurisdictions such as Canada and Europe. It then goes right to the other end of how we deal with prevention, how we re-evaluate our criminal approach to the possession and use of drugs.
It also recommends personal drug use and possession be treated as a health issue instead of a matter for the justice system. The committee proposes an advisory council on drugs policy be set up. It would look at the role of general practitioners in providing access to medicinal cannabis and international developments in regulated supply of cannabis for adults. Dr. Alex Wodak is the president of the Drug Law Reform Foundation and was the director of the Alcohol and Drug Service at St. Vincent's Hospital in Sydney for 30 years.
Governments allocate about 66% of the money that they spend in response to illicit drugs on those law enforcement measures. And we need to spend much more money on health and social interventions. We don't need to take any money away from police and other law enforcement, but we need to give much more money to health and social interventions.
A government spokesperson told PM in a statement they'll give the report and its findings consideration and respond in coming months.
Connie Agius reporting.